hope everybody is doing good. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. Y'all already know when I come with an episode, I always come with a bang. Right now, this episode going to be a little different because this is podcast on the go. So y'all going to hear a little wind here and there, but hey, y'all be all right. Sometimes when y'all got to work, you take that shit everywhere you go. That's when you know you dedicated, and that's when you know you motivated, you got ambition of doing what you got to do. So this is podcast on the go, y'all, 2021. I'm introducing this beautiful queen. Her name is Bree. She was born and raised and currently resides in the Chicago West Side, Chicago. She have seen so many things that broke her heart in her city. Some of the first that started at home. Her parents were married for majority of her childhood, so she witnessed things. You know, she witnessed things go from sometimes good to bad. The consistent arguing despite her pleas from them to stop caused her to become less vocal. Instead, she entered and fell in love with the world of reading. Books became her one-way ticket to escape the commotion under her roof. She couldn't talk over the argument but being so engaged in her readings and fictional characters in their lives began to silence the noise of her own. Her bedroom became her library, a world of so many different stories that she never knew when she wanted to revisit, so she started to create her own hopes of masking her pain. She wrote poems and a ton of short stories. She fell in love with reading and writing, and it was the best feeling ever. Her parents divorced and life changed drastically, but she got her own voice back and vowed to never let it be taken again. She started speaking positive into anyone that would listen. Hey, it was what she felt that she needed. Surprisingly enough, pain would still find her. She experienced failed relationships after giving birth to both of her children, failed friendships, addiction, unemployment, etc., ultimately resulting in a battle of depression. But those tickets to different places, which were books, were never far nor was her pen and journal. Reading and writing aided her in handling those situations. She have lost a lot in her city, but she still have much more to give. Wow, queen! How you doing today?
I'm feeling good, baby. I'm so glad for you to have hot people. I'm feeling very good, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. I love to hear that, girl. I know you done went through a lot in your city, Chi-Town. Wow, girl.
Chicago, stand up. Out West Illinois, we are our own city. Please stand up. But it's love for all sides, up north, over east, out south. It's all my people. These are my people, okay?
Amen. You lived in, did you live in Chicago all your life?
All my life, from 92 to 2021.
Okay, shout out to all my 90s babies.
Hey. But I spent my whole life here on the same side of the city, out west in Chicago. So yeah, and this is currently where I reside and where I'm raising my children, so. The roots, it's deeply rooted here. Look, my entire being is here out west in Chicago.
Okay, okay. And when did your parents, when did they get divorced?
My parents separated. I was 11, 12 years old. So we're thinking back to like 2004, the early 2000s. Okay. They were divorced. My dad had moved out. It was just my mom. But yeah, it was a weird time for me because a lot started going on. Like 12 years old, life is really changing. You know, I'm starting to see things for what it really is. So it was definitely a pivotal point in my life to kind of see that separation and still be like going through whatever I was going through in life at that age.
Yeah, because I was just about to ask you, how did that affect you and stuff like that? You know, because I see, you know, as far as your story is concerned, you know, how they were when they were together. But, you know, having them separated, do you think that was the best thing? Or was it something that was just very difficult for you at the time?
I think at 12, it was a kind of like, my understanding was limited. So I didn't understand why my dad wasn't going to be living in the house no more. I didn't understand why, you know, he wasn't going to be taking me to school anymore. Like, it was a lot of things that I kind of didn't understand, but I did. Because the things of my childhood, the arguments, the disagreements, the things where it sometimes became physical. Those are the things that I didn't forget. So it's having that knowledge where it's like, yeah, it was good, but it got bad sometimes. So it was like, okay, I'm seeing them separate at this point, and I'm seeing my dad kind of move in a different direction. It was like, how is this going to affect me? And it was all shaping me, I guess, to become the adult that I am. And it's like, even after the separation, I watched my parents, they continue to be friends. So it was the co-parenting, and it was me recognizing that my parents are a stronger force when they're not in the same household, because one, they're not arguing, they're not fighting, they're not doing any of that. It's a little bit more at peace now. I can go and see my dad, and I can have a relationship with my dad, and I can be with my mom, and I have a relationship with my mom. So it was definitely what I felt like was for the better at the time, because I wasn't hearing the screaming anymore. I wasn't hearing all of that. So it was peaceful. And I guess that at that point, it was peaceful for my mom. It was peaceful for my dad. I have an older brother. I guess it was just like, you know, it was peace. And like I say, I mean, growing up in a household where I had my dad, and then eventually he moved out or whatever, but it was still peace all the way around the board. The love that he has for my mom, that kind of continued. I was just able to see my parents and living their lives and give their sides of the story. So it's like, it was definitely an understanding point for me, where I began to understand just a little bit more just about being a parent and all that comes with it. So it definitely was something like eye-opening, definitely.
I could definitely relate to that. Like, my parents, it was a lot of like arguing and stuff like that. And it's so funny how this is why me and you, girl, I'm trying to tell you, we sisters. Back in the day, we don't live the life as sisters, because, girl, when I tell you, we like twins. Like, I went through almost a similar experience. Writing was really my scapegoat, you know what I'm saying? And being able to read different stories and get my mind somewhere else, it got me to a place where I didn't know that I was gonna become a writer today, you know?
Yep.
And at 7, I started writing, and at 12, my parents separated as well.
Wow.
You know, and when they separated, it was like, I wanted them to separate, because I was tired, like I said, I was tired of arguing. Like, I was tired of the differences that they had. So, when they separated, it was kind of different, but it was cool. Like, you know, it's almost a similar... How you said, you know, I'm able to see my pops, you know, my mom, she's good, you know what I'm saying? They able to, you know, coordinate as parents. Uh-huh. So that definitely was a different experience for me. What question? I had another question for you. I wanted to know, with his experiences, because I know that Chi-Town is, I know that state is real. Shout out to Chi-Town, man.
Yes, it's a lot going on here in Chicago. Just in terms of the violence, the gun violence here, I really feel like it's at an all-time high, and we're losing people at an alarming rate, and everybody is losing somebody close to them. This gun violence, I can speak for the majority, it has affected some of everybody. And me personally, it's taken a lot of people that are close to me, or that, you know, were close to me. It's taken a lot from me. June 9th of 2017, I lost my little brother, who's my blood cousin, but we grew up in the same household.
Wow.
So he's my brother. I lost him. He was 18 years old. I lost him to gun violence. I've lost a number of people back in May of 2020, I lost a close friend of mine. It's never ending with this city. Just up until so recently, a few weeks ago, I lost someone else that was relatively close to me. Kind of, you know, these are all people that I've grown up with. I have these relationships with, whatever. So the city has definitely taken a lot from me. And being that I'm still here, I'm still in the mix. I don't stay 45 minutes away. I'm not an hour away from the city. I'm still in that very spot where I still have to pass the corner stores where, you know, my friends used to hang out, or I gotta pass the parks. I still take my kids to play in the parks that, you know, we used to hang out in, kind of coming up. So So it's very difficult to say the least. And like I say, a lot of people that are here in Chicago, they're up against the same trouble.
Hold on, Bree. You sound a little low, Bree.
Are you hearing me, please?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's like everybody here is kind of up against the same thing where they've lost people. And it's all about turning our pain into something positive, because everybody isn't fortunate enough to kind of leave the city. So you just have to do the best that you can do while you're still here. Yep. And it's a lot of people that I know that are fortunate, me being one of those people. I could leave this city, but I have so much work to do here. I love Chicago. I am Chicago. I have so much more work to do in this city. So I'm here. And like I say, it's all about turning your pain into something positive. Yep. To just really impact the people. It's people I gotta uplift here. It's people that need me. People that went through the same things that I went through, and maybe they don't got their voice right now. They don't know how to get out. Uh-huh. So it's still people I gotta touch here. And until I feel like I've touched them, I'm here. I'm in Chicago. Pull up.
Yeah. What? And I like that attitude that you have, Queen, because, like, you know, you got people, like, I'm from Brownsville, you know, Brownsville, Brooklyn, and I don't think that, I mean, that little area, I don't even think I can compare that area to Chicago, because what? When I seen the percentages of how it is in the weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday in Chicago, I was like, oh, nah, this is like a month in Brownsville. You know what I'm saying? So I know how serious it can be, and it can be so emotional as well, because it's like you said, you're still passing these the stores, you're passing these gas stations, you're still in the area. And it reminds me of Coney Island. If everybody's listening, if y'all know about Coney Island, Brooklyn, that's one way in, one way out. They call that the graveyard. Reason why they call it the graveyard is because, like I said, as soon as you come in Coney Island Projects, there's no way of coming out unless the same way you came in, you know. And half of that area, the projects, the first half, there's, I believe, there's Crips there, and the last half there's Bloods. So you got Crips and Bloods half and half in the same island. That's why they call it the graveyard.
Yeah, that is. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I have a friend that lives out around that area. And every year, I swear to you, Bree, I'm not even making this up. Every year, he'd at least have at least 2-3 homeboys that die every year in that area. Every year.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so bad. So it's
when it comes to fighting, and right now with this COVID-19, unemployment scams, people not having money, people not having place to stay, people are getting homeless, businesses are shutting down, people are desperate.
Yep.
And the fact that they're desperate, they feel like they could go ahead and go on a rampage right now. And it's like the purge. This is what we're going through right now, the purge.
Yep.
And people, it is real life purge, and nobody's seeing this right now. But this is what we're going through. So y'all, these movies that y'all people watching, everybody, just know that that's the future of America. You had Quarantine. You remember that movie?
Yep.
Look what's going on right now. We've been quarantined for over a year, been controlling our lives. Then you got all these other movies like The Purge, for example. Now look at people now, how they acting up after getting the quarantine, and they don't even know how to act. You got marriages that are divorcing right now. You got relationships that are breaking up right now. You even got people that's living with each other, don't even want to see each other's face because they have no choice.
Right. Right. You ain't lying about that one.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's really, it's so, people are coming into the realization of their realization. That's really what it is right now. And this is why we're going through, this is why, y'all, I got my podcast, y'all. Y'all want to have a mental shutdown? Listen to the Dead Podcast. Listen to these stories, because believe it or not, what you think you're going through, and you think you're going through it by yourself, kings and queens, y'all are not going through it by yourselves, believe it or not. There's people that have went through depression. There's people that went through some crazy, like, come on. You got, like, for example, we got this queen over here. She done went through so much shit. She done witnessed so much. She done seen so much. Look at her now. She got her business. Girl, congratulations on your LLC, by the way.
Yes, you, queen. Ladies.
Yes.
Shout out Bushy Styles, Nail by Brie, y'all. That would be possible.
Y'all make sure y'all word, you know, you and it's, I am so proud of you, Bree. Like, I don't know you for too long, but girl, when I tell you, I am proud of you. You and your homegirl.
Yeah, it's definitely about, like I say, and I speak on it really heavily. I'm very active in my community in terms of reaching my youth. Because like I say, the issues that we're faced with, like we're facing daily, mm-hmm. it's impacting everybody, right? It's really impacting everybody. So a little bit after I did lose my brother to gun violence, I launched a non-for-profit organization called For the Culture Experiment, where it's really geared towards the youth, the adolescents, everyone here in the city that have lost people to gun violence, and some that have lost their voice, a lot of others that have just lost their way or whatever. So it's really keeping our hands on them, providing that positive reinforcement that they need. I'm very passionate about speaking to my youth. I love them. They're all of my babies. And it's just the understanding that we're all hurting in some way, but how are we going to turn your hurt into something positive? How are we going to fix you and help you enough to the point where you don't have to hurt anybody else because you understand what hurt is, and you don't even want to see anybody experience that? So it's really putting the love back into my community. I think it's possible. I love them. I know a lot of them love me. So that's really all it's about. It's really putting that love back into the heart, especially of our children, letting them know that we love you. Despite of decisions that you may have made in the past, you're still loved. You're Amen. Still worthy. You're still a king. You have to put your crown on. You're a queen. You just have to put your crown on. Mm-hmm. So it's really just about, like I say, putting that love back into my community and into my youth. Everyone, but mainly my youth, though.
That's what I like to hear. So what is your I know you just said kind of your goal when it comes to, you know, the stuff that you do, but what other agendas that you have going on as far as, you know, helping people out, or even the special skills that you hold and you would like to spread? What are your goals after like once you implement it? You know, what's the goals?
I think one of my major goals right now, something that I'm so dedicated to, it's really like providing that platform for people like myself, like I say, for the youth that I feel like I was when I lost my voice, and I faced a time where I just didn't know what my gift was. I felt like I wasn't talented like other people were. I felt like I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that, and I compared myself a lot to what the people around me were doing, and it kind of had me in a tough space. So I definitely say that I'm looking to create a platform for people like myself, and it's really the gift. And I want, you know, the youth to be able to tap into their gift and to understand that no one person is a biological accident. Everybody was sent here with a gift. We just have to find it. Your gift is what you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. Your gift is it's really already in you. It cannot be learned. It can only be refined.
Amen.
So
repeat that again. It can what? Say that one more time.
Yeah. So it's really the journey of the gift is what I'm calling it. But it's for people to know that your gift cannot be learned. It can only be refined. What you were sent here to do is already in you. You can't learn it. You can't pay for a degree to get it. Mm-hmm. Nobody can teach it to you. No hours in the classroom is going to help you get the gift. You already have it. You just have to be willing to tap into it. And like I say, refine your gift. And once you refine your gift, it's the understanding that your gift is going to always make room for you. No matter what it is, your gift is going to always make room for you. Amen. So it's not about the monetary value. It's not about the materialistic things. It's not about that. It's about finding your gift and giving it away. Because your gift not for you, Queen. Your gift is for me. My gift is for you. My gift isn't for me. So it's to be given away, and I think that's really what I'm focused on now. My goal is to really, like, you know, create that platform so that our children understand that, because what's happening now is our children are coming to us and they have all of these gifts embedded inside of them. We have to help them find them. We have to, you know, we have to really, like, help them bring those gifts out so that they're the people that we know that they can be in the future. Because, Queen, you and I, we're going to get old. And it's gonna, we're gonna be pushing 90 with the gray heads, and we're gonna have to sit down a little bit. We're gonna be, you know, where they come to, you know, for the knowledge and the wisdom or whatever. So we really gotta help these children find their gifts. These babies need to know their gifts so that they're able to be the brilliant people that they were sent here to be. So that's really my main focus now.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I know you don't hear that wind no more. I parked. I made it to my destination. I hope y'all was able to hear Miss Bree because she had a lot to say. I want to know also what's a good advice that you would give those that's going through what you went through when you was young? Because I do have a lot of young people that listen to the station. I also got a lot of older people as well, but even if the older people or the younger people is going through what you went through growing up, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would definitely say don't be selfish with your story. It was to a point where I became less vocal. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to write it all down. And you know, I didn't want to talk about it. I felt like it was enough for it to be locked in my journal. So I would write. And I would probably write for hours, right? And I'll hurry up and close it. I didn't even want to read what I was writing because it was just that bad. I didn't want to share it with other people because I felt like people would judge me. I didn't want to do any of that because I wasn't comfortable with my story. I wasn't comfortable yet. I wasn't comfortable with telling people my mom and my dad fight. And it's like this. And I feel like this. And I feel like that. So I would say if I can give anybody any advice, don't be selfish with your story, because your story can be the survival guide to someone else. It can save somebody else. You need to give your story away. You have to give your story away. Mm-hmm. Your story is, it can save somebody else. So if you can save somebody else with your story, would you?
Amen.
That's the question. So I'm willing to save anybody at this point. So I'm much more transparent than I was in the past. I'm willing to give anybody my story because I want to save as many people as I can possibly save. So I'm an open book, and that's the advice that I leave with you all. Don't be selfish with your story. Please don't be selfish. Please.
Yeah. And I agree 100%, because if I was selfish with my story, I would have never became who I am today.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, we have to be comfortable, and I didn't mean to cut you off, Queen, but we have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And a lot of people don't understand what I mean when I say that, but it's the new being comfortable is getting a little bit uncomfortable. It's doing things we wouldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. We take a different route than the route that we used to take it, because we know that route already. But we have to get comfortable doing the uncomfortable. We have to get comfortable talking about the uncomfortable. We have to. And not until we're totally comfortable being uncomfortable, until we realize that in order to elevate, we gotta eliminate. So in order for me to get to a certain level, I gotta eliminate the fear. I gotta eliminate the possibility that people are gonna judge me. I have to be okay with that. And I have to live in my truth. And my truth is, a lot of things have happened. I've lost a lot of people. I've gotten into relationships that fail. I've done things that people wouldn't probably imagine. But I'm comfortable with that now. I'm comfortable discussing that. My grandfather always told me, don't tell anybody something you wouldn't mind reading on the front page of a newspaper. So at this point, I'm comfortable reading anything about my life on the front page of a newspaper, because all publicity is good as long as they spell your name right. So that's all.
Put some respect on my name.
Right.
Okay, Queen. I really appreciate, you know, you being able to tell your story. Like I said, I really hope that everybody was able to hear her real clear, because I did a podcast on the go. That's something different. And I'm actually probably going to be doing a lot of podcasts on the go, because I travel a lot. So I really want to know if people want to actually reach out to you for consultation, you know, how would they be able to reach out to you?
I'm in the process of getting a new Instagram started. My last one was hacked. But for now, I guess people can definitely hit me up at my IG, and that's successful_nightmares. definitely DM me, and I'm getting people back. I'm just revamping my whole business page and personal pages, so I'm getting everything together. That information will be updated as soon as I have it, but definitely on my personal Instagram now, and that's successful_nightmares.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Instagram. You already see she got a lot to say. If you do, I'm not sure if people hit you up with consultation, I know there's probably gonna be a donation or I don't know how it goes with what you're doing. Like I said, just be prepared when you do wanna reach out to her and speak to her about certain things. Do you have any other more social medias like a Snapchat or a Facebook? I don't know if you want to or no.
No, I don't have the Facebook and the Snapchat yet. I'm basically just Instagram for me right now because Instagram is way less confusing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's just Instagram.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, queen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all see, y'all make sure y'all follow her unsuccessful _ nightmare. That's very easy for y'all guys to go ahead and follow and find. Is there anything that you would like to tell the audience?
I'm just bringing a lot of positivity, and I just really want people to understand we are what we take in. So just be mindful of the things and the vibes that you're all taking in. What you're feeding your mind. Just let's always understand that we are kings and queens. We are all elevating. So, I mean, I just spread love. Spread love is a whole campaign. I love you all.
Yes, that's like what they said, spread love is the Brooklyn way. Hey.
Look, it's the Chi-Town way too, so yeah, right. Definitely, it's all about spreading love.
Wow, queen, I definitely appreciate the enlightenment that you have given us, the inspiration and also motivation, because, you know, I know you done motivated people that are listening that are scared to tell their story. But also understanding like this, when it comes to history, if you break it down, that's his story. So, with that being said, you know, your story is very important because that's all we read is stories. We go to school, that's all we read is stories. Some heart, you know, so believe it or not, whatever you go through, like I say, you're not the only person that goes through it. There's a gazillion people in this world. And trust me, what you went through, somebody repeated it already. And what you think that people are not going through, or what you think that, people won't do this, somebody did it. Because trust me when I say it, the world is bigger than what it is. We don't know everything that's in here. We don't even know half of the creatures that are here that's not even in the books.
Yep.
So with that being said, just be more open-minded, be more mindful, be more educated, and be more open. And if you feel like, you know, there's some people that come into your life, because don't get me wrong, you got people that like to hear your story and they use that shit against you. And that's wrong.
Because if you have to watch who you tell your story to, right?
Too.
We can't give our story to everybody. You got to give it to the people that you feel like need it, the people that are going to use it. Because like you say, some people want to hear the story, but they only want to hear it for the things that they can use against you. But queen, that goes back to what I said. When you're transparent with yourself and you heal properly, it ain't nothing you can really use against me at this point. You see what I'm saying? Because I've healed from that. You can't come to me and say, oh, Bree, that's why this happened to you and this happened. I've already healed from it, baby. I'm sorry. You know, that's not my life anymore. I don't even live that no more. I'm sorry, baby. Like, I don't understand right now. Like, I don't know where you really coming from. I'm past that.
You know what I'm saying?
So, it's some of the stuff you kind of shrug and you laugh at it, and you got to say to yourself, that's funny. She thought I still lived over there. Baby, I've been moved out. So, and it's like a lot of stuff doesn't pertain to me, or it doesn't hurt me anymore because I've already healed from it. I say it's not what you go through, it's what you grow through. So I've grown through those things. I've cried the tears already. The tears have watered new plants. I got new flowers blossoming over here, queen. I got a whole garden over here. So it's definitely how you're going to use that. And like I say, it's not what we go through, it's what we grow through. Mm-hmm. So if we're growing, and like I say, if those tears have watered plants, and now you have new flowers over here blossoming. Queen, I got plants over here people don't even know the name of. They that new. So it's about that. So it's definitely who you tell your story to. But get so comfortable with telling your story. Become so transparent that nothing of the past can hurt you. It can't hurt me twice. So
Amen.
Yeah.
So that's very good advice, because you know you got people out here that's just not confident. They got fear because of how they grew up. And you know, like that's very, very important that you said that, Bree. And like I said, I appreciate you for being on the platform. Y'all already know, y'all go follow her. If y'all have any questions, if y'all want to talk to her, have a conversation, just be prepared. Because she do own a business. So you know, just unsuccessful_nightmare. Make sure y'all go ahead and follow her if y'all want some inspiration as well. Y'all know how to find me, Wisdom the Healer LLC, Wisdom with a Z, because I got to be different. Y'all want to see me on my Snapchat, Wisdom828, as more of a personal thing. So if y'all want to see how I am personally, follow my Snapchat. I always got stories there. Also, follow my Facebook, Wisdom the Healer. I do have inspirational stories there as well. So I do appreciate everybody that do follow me, everybody that listening to me. Shout out to the new countries that's listening to me right now. Shout out to France, Germany, Ghana, South Africa. I got Mexico in the building too. Shout out to all of y'all for listening and supporting my station. And I hope I'm not disappointing y'all any kind of way. Y'all already know what time it is. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. In the next episode, y'all know it's going to be lit. Y'all have a good day on purpose.